have one more in you before you sit down? Can we do Hosanna Rock together too? Awesome. Can you stay here and help with motions again? Oh, thanks so much. Here we go. Clap your hands and wave your arms. You can play the drums, yeah, or rock the guitar. So clap your hands and wave your arms. You can play the drums, yeah, or rock the guitar. Everybody, Hosanna! Hosanna! Ho, ho, Hosanna! Hosanna! Ho, ho, Hosanna! Hosanna! Ho, ho, Hosanna! Hosanna! Ho, ho, Hosanna! Everybody praise the Lord! Everybody praise the Lord! Turn around the other way! Everybody praise the Lord! Everybody praise the Lord! So clap your hands and wave your arms. Good job! You can play the drums or rock the guitar. So clap your hands and wave your arms. You can play the drums or rock the guitar. A seat for now. We'll call you up again later to help out with some more songs. Thank you. And thanks to all of you. You can have a seat.
All right. It is great to see each of you here and welcome. This is a very special BDS Sunday here.
about all he's done. Freedom says you are near. To your presence I will run. Clap my hands. Catch the beat and dance. Lift our voice and sing. Sing it out. Shout it out. grace. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor did he thank you.
share a little report about that with you. We had two, and without these two people, Vacation Bible School would not have happened. Our two coordinators, Desiree Robertson from our congregation, as well as Pastor Christina from the Edgebrook Lutheran Church, did a marvelous job of wrangling not only almost 90 children, but over 50 volunteers that helped make this VBS a reality for our community. And so Desiree's going to come and lead us in kind of an experience of this week of VBS for all of us that we'll be able to share in and give our praise to God for. So Desiree, please come.
My pleasure. It was such a joy to be able to work for VBS this year. I've led VBSs in the past, but none as large as the one that we just had this past week. There were over 88 children who joined us at one point throughout the week, and it was just a blast to be able to worship with them and experience God's grace with them. Our theme was shipwrecked. I don't know if you can tell. I hope you can. Our shipwreck theme talked about how sometimes in life we can kind of be thrown some storms that can kind of leave us in a feeling like we're shipwrecked. But the good news that we have is that Jesus rescues, and that's something we repeated every single day. Our God promises never to leave us or forsake us, and that's the good news of the gospel. Each day had a daily theme, and I want to see who out there was paying attention during the week, or if you weren't paying attention during the week, or if you weren't here during the week, it's conveniently listed on this tan-colored insert. So if you take that out, we're going to practice this together, all right? I'm going to say a phrase, and when I finish that phrase, you're going to respond with, Jesus rescues, all right? So kids, if you remember, the first day we said, when you're feeling lonely, Jesus rescues. And then on the second day when we said, when you're worried, Jesus rescues. And then the third day we said, when you struggle, Jesus rescues. And then the fourth day was when you do wrong, Jesus rescues. And then finally we said, when you feel powerless, Jesus rescues. What good news we have. We had a fantastic team of people who, just a week ago, it feels like an eternity ago, but just a week ago, helped us create this incredibly beautiful shipwrecked scene. So that shipwreck, that island theme was in our decorations. It was in our music. Our music had a lot of island vibe, but we did have the opportunity to incorporate some familiar tunes into our repertoire. We've sung some of those already, and we're going to sing a few more before we leave today. And we took an offering each and every day as well, and I want to talk a little bit about that offering. Who of the kids remembers what kind of items were we collecting this week? Just shout it out. What were they? School supplies. Good. Good job. You're way ahead of me. We collected school supplies. We collected 40 packages of colored pencils, 56 packages of markers, 66 zipper pouches, 60 reams of paper, 55 spiral notebooks, and 40 binders. All to supply our schools in Chicagoland area. So thank you to God so much for that. And then the second thing, we were collecting money for what, kids? Clean water, exactly. The Clean Water Initiative through Covenant World Relief. So we collected $509.61 for clean water. Another praise to God for that. Obviously, this week couldn't have been done without a huge, vast array, a slew of volunteers. And I'm going to call up a few of them just to share some of their personal highlights from this week. So I'm going to ask for Keith Bakken, or AKA Dad in my case, Olga DeJong, and also Charlotte Misamore to come and share some highlights. They were some of our station leaders. And Charlotte's going to share a little bit about our Bible discovery time. Keith, or Dad, is going to share a little bit about games, and Olga's going to share a little bit about our crafts. So here you go. Come on up, you guys. Oh, yes, please.
Well, good morning. Whew, we had quite a week, and I was just impressed with these children who the themes were sort of heavy, talking about loneliness and worry and struggle and wrong things and powerlessness. And each day when we talked about each one of those things, the children were able to speak to each of those things, whether it was, I'm worried about my stuffed animal that I lost and I can't find, or I'm worried about my grandpa who's in the hospital and my mom and dad have to keep traveling to see him and now our family life at home is different, or I'm worried about feeling depressed and demoralized. I mean, it was just kind of amazing how many of these things these kids were able to relate to. But I really, in a way, all throughout the week when we talked about Jesus rescues, I had trouble with that word rescue. Because to me, that seems to me like a superhero coming down and taking you out of that situation and it's done and gone forever. But I just want to say that sometimes that's what Jesus does. He can take you right out. And sometimes he comes and brings people in your path, whether your family or your friends, to comfort you and to help you throughout all of that. He's always with you in any of those situations, how hard they might be. I was struck, too. I was sort of thinking, now, where in the Bible does it talk about rescue? Because, yes, Jesus rescues, but where am I going to find this? And I was looking in the Message, Eugene Peterson's translation, modern translation of the Bible, and in 2 Corinthians 1, there is a subtitle that says, The Rescue. And this is what he says in a couple of verses. He says, All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God is there for us. And so I don't want the children to feel like Jesus is going to come like a superhero and take them out of their problem. But God is always with you, and God always sends someone who can help you. And so I just want to encourage you and bless you to take care of each other with the power of God in all of our lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte.
When you do crafts, it can be quite challenging when all of a sudden a group of 20 kids come in the room and have them listen about how to do the craft. But really, the more important thing is that we want to reinforce the Bible message and the Bible truth. And one of the things that I liked best is when you're really in trouble, you don't know what to do, and you feel nothing can help, what are we going to do? A ship, when they're in trouble, when it's shipwrecked, they can send out a special Morse code. Maybe you heard of it, S-O-S. Which stands for save our souls. Now, if we're in trouble, what can we do? We don't have a smartphone. I don't have a phone number for Jesus, but what can we do? It starts with a P.
We can pray.
We can pray, yes. Even when everything seems to go wrong, you have to remember that you can always pray. You don't need a Morse code. You don't need a smartphone. We can pray. And I want you to remember that even when you're very old like me, 73 years old. Can we do that?
Amen. Yes.
Okay, that's what I want us to remember, that God will always hear our prayers.
Thank you, Olga.
So with Ken McCullough, I led games all week for 88 kids. And so I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Me too.
I keep thinking I'm too old for this, but our goal was to try to help the kids and help the teachers by getting their wiggles out in game time. And the games were sometimes, in a word, shipwrecked. but sometimes they worked out fantastic, just typical. We had some weather issues. We had to bring games inside twice. And it was all about adaptation, and the kids did that better than the adults, of course. So the kids got their wiggles out, and I got wrinkles because, of course, we had a few bumps and bruises here and there from all the running around. We played sort of shipwreck themes of Simon Says and Capture the Flag and Red Light, Green Light. And you know what I found is that kids are kids. And what do they need? And they need love, unconditional love, acceptance, attention. And so we tried to do that in games. The kids were absolutely great, very fun to be with. Overall, one highlight I want to share was with a mother that came up to Julia and I on Friday after the last session. And she was so full of praise for this. She called it camp. And she said, I've been to a lot of different camps, and my kids couldn't stop talking about this camp every day. And she said, this was the best camp of all. And she seemed surprised that our VBS was the best camp that her kids had been to. And but she gave us our props. And I think that's how most of the parents felt. So I was really proud to be part of the great event. Last thought was during the closing session on Friday. The last song we sang was My Lighthouse. And the band was just rocking and playing with such vigor, and I looked out, and every kid, every parent, even Pastor Greg, were doing the motions to and singing with such enthusiasm to My Lighthouse. We rocked the sanctuary, and I just thought, isn't that what we're supposed to be at the corner of Spokane and Laoti, a lighthouse? And I think that's what we were.
Thank you. Can we give a hand to our volunteers? Thank you. You guys you've done enough. You've done more than enough. Thank you. Like I said, it just wouldn't have been possible without the numerous volunteers that we had. And it also wouldn't have been possible without the kids who decided to join us each and every day. So I'm going to invite those kids back up, and we're going to sing two songs for you. This will also be our offering. So when I invite the kids up, may I also invite our ushers to come forward and to receive our offering. We're going to sing I Am, and we're going to sing My Lighthouse. And everyone should be paying attention while we sing My Lighthouse, because at the very end for our doxology, we're all going to sing the chorus together. All right? Do you guys want to come up on stage? Do you want to come up on stage?
Come on.
That's what you were hoping for? Oh, perfect. Reading your mind today. Reading your mind.
Here, you can come over this way too.
Awesome. You ready? Cool.
Do you want to go put your offering in?
All right, here we go. We're first doing I Am. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no together. All right, adults, pay attention to this one because we're going to ask you to stand up and join us at the end.
Grateful.